so clearly, we have not been as attentive to this passage from Mark with his terrible threat against those who scandalize the little ones. The history of pedophilia in the church is long and very melancholy, and it continues, unfortunately. Okay, the history of the Jews is really an extraordinary chronicle. If we get dates, probably the Exodus occurred around 1200 BCE and the Kingdom of David around the year 1000. And from the year 1000 to the time of Jesus, who was born probably around 6 BCE, the Jews were an occupied people. Every major empire of the ancient world, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, occupied Palestine. And it was only about 100 years that they were free of that occupation. This is important because what this passage in Mark has to do with is the tribal impulse from which we all suffer. And nothing so encourages that impulse as persecution, where we draw the wagons together to protect ourselves and to exclude others, of course. This is important because if you read the prophets, they were constantly inveighing against this tribal impulse, this tendency to close in on ourselves, this tendency to exclude others. The great James Joyce, he was no great friend of Catholicism, but had it dead right when he said, the best definition of Catholicism is, here comes everybody. But we have not lived up to that. And this passage here offers a startling insight into the career of Jesus, whom we believe to be the summary of all things Jewish. When the Jews understood themselves as the chosen people, what did that mean? That they were privileged? Not at all. Not at all. They, among all the peoples on the earth, were unique, and they were precisely to resist the tribal impulse, and rather to be open and welcoming to everyone. We in the church today need to hear those prophetic warnings as well. Because the tendency to draw the wagons together, to exclude others, is a continuous one. So you get a real insight, I think, into what could be called the psychology of Jesus here. Because the impulse to tribalize is expressed in this statement of the apostle. Oh, listen, there's somebody who's not following us, who's not one of ours. And he's preaching. And that's normal. You know, that's normal. You know, he's not one of ours, and he must be an alien. No, Jesus. And this is the beauty of this man, Jesus. His enormous clear-sightedness. He was not self-protective. He was not interested in maintaining his own exclusive integrity as we are. In other words, his ego did not get in the way and cause him to cut other people off, to put them out. But this clarity of vision, which if this man is working to advance the kingdom of God, casting out demons, whatever that might be, namely to remove everything from our lives which alienate us from each other, because that's what demonic possession comes down to, then he is with us. That sounds so simple, but all I have to do is reflect on my own life, how instinctively I put down the barriers if I feel I'm being offended or being ignored or my ego is somehow being bruised. The beauty of Jesus is that he was not blinded by his ego. And this meant That's a negative way of putting it. Positively, this meant what? That he was open to everybody. Everybody. You know? And no documents he had to sign to make sure you're kosher or orthodox or whatever. No, you're welcome. All of you are welcome to be with me as I preach the kingdom of God. It's astonishing. And it looks so simple until we attempt to do it, of course. One of ours. His vision was not occluded by that self-protective impulse which marks my life, which marks the life of the institutional church, which marks the life of every institution, the University of Western Ontario, Breccia University College, Huron, King's, etc., etc., etc. The self-promoting, self-defending impulse, which is we simply take for granted. Now Jesus cuts across that and we look to see what this man is really doing. He's preaching the kingdom as I am preaching the kingdom, and therefore even we don't recognize him. He's all right. That's why these people saw Jesus as a very fulfillment of Judaism. That Jesus was the very manifestation of God's choice of the Jews, namely this absolute openness to everybody. Jesus was astonishing because he lived in an absolutely non-tribalized mental world, in other words, unlike the rest of us. So, and that's what we're supposed to be attentive to. That's what we want to be converted to as we gather here today.